Okay, let's get into Moed Katan, Yerushalmi, Daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin, Amud Beis, as we're talking about issues of Avelus and Kriya and Shmua Rechoka and Shmua Krova, as we continue. So the Gemara says about the 10 lines off at the bottom, on Yud Zayin, Amud Beis, Rabbi Avo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu, Tfela, Litfela, Aser, B'Tiklachas, even someone who is Tafel, someone who is secondary to the Avel, like the Karban Eda says, a grandson, Barbre, meaning somebody sitting Shiva, let's say Reuven, his father is Yaakov and Yitzchak. So Reuven dies, so Yitzchak is not an Avel, but Yitzchak's son, Yaakov, is an Avel. So Yitzchak there would sit Shiva with his, would do something in terms of Niyug of Shiva with his son Yaakov. So Asur, B'tiklachas, he would also be Asur to get a haircut, like the following story. Kahadar, Bimana, Havi, B'Kisrin. One time, Rabbi Mana was in Caesarea, Kisrin. Shama, the Damach Barbre. He hears that his grandson has died. Vaz of Asap, Siper, and he went and he got a haircut. Amrin Le, they said to him, what do you mean? Lokin Alf and Rabbi, didn't you teach us Afilu Tfela, B'Tfela, Asur, B'tiklachas? Didn't you teach us that there has to be a Niyug of Avelus, Asur, B'tiklachas? You have to do it. Amr alone, Be'inun dehavin kaveh, when I'm by him. The special halacha of tfeila, letfeila, as the Rishalmi calls it, is only when they're together. Dehavin kaveh, when they're together. Anan lohavin kaveh, when I'm not with him, so then that doesn't apply. It only applies when we are together. Kitadir of avudimi bartuvi b'shem rabbi yavahov, afil tfeila tfeila, chayav lekroa. Similarly, atfeila tfeila is chayav to do kriya. In a situation, Lachara, when they are together. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yeridaya in Shin Ayin Dalid, Sifav, there it talks about, who one is misabel for, besides the normal ones, right? For number one, mes, or does certain ihugim. The Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah lihitamos lames mitzvah. Afilu koin gadol benazir, polach lishchot es piskov, lamos beno. Right, the most extreme that you get is a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir that are going to do Karban Pesach. Right, so you don't want to mess them up with Karban Pesach. And they're a Kohen Gadol and they're a Nazir. So it doesn't matter if they see a Meis Mitzvah, then they stop. Hari hu mitamei lo. And what's a Meis Mitzvah? The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. So then, Krovim. And then, says the Shulchan Aruch, Gerim and Sivav. Kol mi she misabel alav, misabel imo. Whoever one des avelus for, is misabel with that person. Im meis lo meis. Right? If somebody, one of the seven relatives is sitting Shiva, so then they have to do certain ihugim. Vidavka boda bafana, but only in front of them. As our Gemara says, and as the Bavli says, Aval shalo bafana, vein sarklino gavelus. But if it's not in front of them, not. Chutz me ishto. Sha'avo pisha misabel aleha, eno misabel ima. Right? Only a blood relative, but a wife, do not sit avelus for ela alavia or alamim mishum kavod, but for their in-laws because of kavod chama v'chamosa aval alachecha va'achosa obna obita meyish acher eno misabel ima v'chulu. Talks about some of these halachas that are also mentioned in the Bavli as well. But then the Rama continues and says, why haven't we ever heard of this today? Rama v'yeshomim d'ha idna nogin lahakel ba'avilazeh shel ha'misablim imo. That's what the Bavli calls it. Not tefila tefila, but misablim imo. We're makel regarding this halacha. De ein ze elamishum kavana misablim, because the whole idea of tefila tefila misablim imo is because of the kavod of those who are sitting shiva. So we do niyugim to give them kavod. But v'yachshav nagul kulam limchol. But nowadays everybody's mochel, and not only mochel, that they feel funny. They want you to do it. V'chei noagin o'idna shalol esabal klal im ha-misablim. That already goes back to the Rishonim, right? This is quoted from the Rush and the Ramban and others. V'kala machmir bazeh eino ela min ha-matviyim. And it's not a chumra to do, right? If somebody does this, eino min ha-matviyim. It's inappropriate. It's an inappropriate chumra, says the Shach. V'eino kimechabed ha-avelim ela kiloig lohem. And this isn't giving them kavod. This is like making fun of them and scoffing at them. Quoting from Nagos Amanios, and Nidafel Kishem is Abel Gamrei Kiden Avelus Avak Sheinu is Abel El Lefanav Havi Kaloig Laavel. But either way, this is not done. Today. Is there anything done today? No. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the Rabbah talks about if there's anything. Generally not. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Damar Rabbi Yavo, Heyanek Dome. So other Nihukim of Avelus that are learned out from Yechezkel. Yechezkel was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his wife was going to die and there was not going to be any Avelus for her, which was going to be a remez to the future that if there was going to be a Churban. Remember, Yechezkel lived at the time of the Churban also. He was in Bavel at the time of the Churban. He didn't find out until the door didn't find out until later. He found out right away. He had a nevuah on the day of Asar B'Teves, right? That was how he became, that was his sealing of becoming a Navi, because he had a vision, and they found out later that it was exactly that time when the walls were surrounded, Asar B'Teves. But in terms of the Churban, see, he had a vision of it before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, all of these nihugim of Avelos don't do. Hey, Aneto, to be merame is that there was nobody that was going to be Misabel for the Churban. So, Dabar Abivo, Hey, Anek Dome, be quiet. Hey, Anek Dome, right, the, mashma that Mikachu Zorach Litzaveach, mashma that normally a novel is not quiet. You should be quiet, unlike regular of Avelim. See the Karmana Eda. Gabi Yechezkel Ksiv. Hey, Anek Dome, Mesim, Avalosasa, Perchacha, Shalecha, he quotes the whole, pasuk. I'm going to darshan this pasuk. Good. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Liyechezkel Nomar Shalo Yeavek, Yeanek Almeso. Umina, De Bishar Kalada, Mechuyev, Bivachiyu, Behespid. Right, everyone else has to. Right, so this Avel should be silent. Mesim Avalosasa, Mikachu, Zorach Lesabel. He has to do some in the morning, as follows. Pe'erach HaChav HaShalecha. Right, I mean, he doesn't do the morning like a normal person. Pe'erach HaChav HaShalecha, your pe'er should be on you. What does pe'er mean? So, is the boy Meimar Elu HaTfilin? Some say this means tefillin. Right, there is the tefillin. No, as we said, an Avel on day one does not wear tefillin. And he should wear tefillin. This is why Meimar Zekiyah. Some say to wear iron-pressed clothing, and that you can wear, even though normally other Avelim don't. You see the Karbata Eda, Gihutz, Shebegadim Na'imheim L'Tiferes, that it was meaning nice clothing, as the Pazik says, Kiddich Sivin Tetzaveh, Yassis Big Day Kodesh, La'aron Achicha, L'Chavod L'Tiferes. So clothing, nice clothing, is a glory, is a Tiferes. And here he was told, wear your regular clothing, even though regular Avelim don't. Manda Amar says the Gemara. Manda Amar Ilo Tefillin. According to the one that says the Pe'er is Tefillin. So then, Ima Tefillin L'Sheyam, Afa Aval L'Sheyamim. They're just like Tefillin is usually not worn by an Aval for 2 days. That was according to one of the Tanaim before. We don't pass them like that. We passed them like the other day. Yeah? But Ima Tefillin L'Sheyam, Afa Aval L'Sheyamim. So too, that's the reference that we will learn for 2 days. Manda Amar Zehagiyo Tzimagiyo Shloshim Yom, Afa Aval Shloshim. There'll be a remez then to the Shloshim because Giyotz would be referring to all shloshim. Again, giyutz bizman azeh, we don't really have an exact parallel of what giyutz is. Una alecha tasim baraglecha, put on your shoes, Yechezkel. Mikan shu aser bin ilas asandal. Right, this is a remez that, it's aser in a regular avel is aser to wear leather shoes. Velosate al safam, right, don't cover up to your mustache, Mikanchu tzorach lechasos es panav. Usually an avel has to cover his face. That was atifa, as we said, atifa sarosh. He wears this hood going all the way down and covering. We said when somebody comes to visit him, he uncovers, but other than that, he has a cover on. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says that you cover up until the mouth, the face. You cover the face up until the mouth. How do you know you go from on top? Maybe from below. V'yichasena milara. Maybe you should cover from, like, wear a high-necked, going from the neck up and covering the mouth. Had like something around just a scarf kind of, thing. So, how do you know this? But you meant to cover from the, top of the head down, or maybe it's from the bottom up. No, if you do that, then people will just think you have a pain, you have something wrong with your mouth, and they'll be trying to cover it to protect it, but not because it's a simen of Avelos. From the head, covering the whole face, that's a simen of Avelos. But down, people might have thought that it's just, something wrong with your mouth. I saw in the Sefer Torah Sanshel Rishonim, the Sefer Torah Sanshel Rishonim here in the back. Torah Sanshel Rishonim is a Sefer of David Rutner, 1852 to 1917. He quotes this from the Ayin Tur, Shenirim Yerushalmi, those of Shenogim La'atov Sudar Tachas Zakenam Tohenheim. Ube'emes B'didi Avi Uvda. Rabbi David Rutner says that one time it happened with me. Pam Rishona. Shera Isi Mishaya Ote Be'inyin Zeh. I thought I saw somebody that was covered from the neck up. Hayiti Savar, Duhu Chayesh Bepumi. I thought he was like wrong with his mouth. Ad Shacharkach, no Dalishaya Avil. Afterwards, I realized that, he was an Avil, right? He learned the Velazhin, Sefer called Tarasa and shall Rishona. Okay, so that's how we do it from the top up to cover the face. Continuing, v'lechem anashim lo sochal, and don't eat bread from people. Mashma, what does a regular aval do? Bikashak tanim, that means usually sudas havra, we eat from others. Bikashak tanim holchem eats alagdolim, and you see from here that and from other psukim that it doesn't matter who you are. An aval, even greater people go to lesser people, lesser people go to greater people. It's not beneath anybody's covet. Shak tanim holchem eats alagdolim, right? The ktanim go to the gedolim to feed them. It's like dolim. When I shagdolim holchem is like tanim, and had another flip side. It's like great people could go to the lesser people. I'm Rav Shaul Bar Yitzchak, because that's the pasuk that we have in Yirmiyahu. Ki ka'amar Hashem al tavo beit marzeach. Yirmiyahu was told, don't go to beit marzeach, house of an avel. Val telech lispod. And Yirmiyahu was great. He was a navi, and he's told not to go. I mean, mashma, without that, those instructions, he would go, which would show the gedolim could go to the tanim. By Havra, we're all in one big family. All big family. Don't look at who's Gadol and who's Katan. Tani, other halachas of Avelis. Elu Dvarim, says the Gemara. This is Bryson, Vesachas Smachos. Elu Dvarim, Sha'avel, Asr, Bohen. Kol Shiva. The following activities, this isn't exhaustive, but the activities of Avel is Asr. Some of them have come up before already. Birechitza, right? What is Asr to watch? Again, some of these we just had in the Pasuk in Yechezkel. What is not allowed to wash, besicha, to anoint, to smear, benilas asandol, shoes, betachos amita, being with one's wife, milas saper, umilachabes, getting a haircut, shaving, milachabes, laundry, freshly laundered clothes, milikros betora, umilashanos medrash halachos, vahagados, learning Torah, reading Torah, ebik shona medrash halachos vahagados, misha'ela shalom, umilasos malacha, from, asking people in the normal way, and being asked from Sheila Shalom and Isra Malacha as we have had so far. So all of these are on the list. Rav Salvechik felt that the Isra of learning Torah and the Isra, some of these Isurim, were not just for an Avel, but for a base Avel, as he called it. He proved it from certain sugyas, that one of them is that when do you, the Gemara says in a Brisa, when do you have to be kofe es mitaso? When do you turn over the beds? So one day it says, when they go out to bury, when they take the mace out of the house to go bury. So, and the other Tana says, no, after the burial, that's when Inihugi Vavela start. Why would you say, you know, only when you go out to bury? And there's halacha that the Gemara says, we don't do Kfiyas Amita anymore nowadays, but this halacha reflects an idea. And not only is the Avel bed, you have to be Kofe Mita. So, but all the beds in the house. But what if somebody else is using a bed, or what it's just a bed, that is there for show. So if Salvechik developed the idea of base avel, right? Not just nihuge of the avel himself, but a din of a base avel, and Vishnu halachas of a base avel, and that's separate from nihugim of the avel himself. So if Salvechik felt that some halachas like She'ela Shalom, the Aruch HaShulchan also says this, She'ela Shalom is a din of base avel, not just the avel. So sometimes we'll see people at a shiva house that we haven't seen in a long time. And we'll give a big hello, right, in the Shiva house. So some Achronim, the Aruch HaShulchan, thinks that's maybe, not just that it's not Derech Eretz, it's not nice to do that in front of an Avel. But it's Halacha, that a bit of a base Avel. Base Avel meaning to look softly and, to say hello outside. But if Salvechik felt, that's also the din of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is not just an Isser on an Avel, but a base avel. So he was against the Minhag Olam. Against the Minhag Olam, and we should continue doing it. If it's the Minhag Olam, say learning Mishnayos between Mincha and Ma'ariv in a base avel, which usually the avel does not do, but the learning, but if somebody else does it in the presence of the avel. There is learning done in the base avel. So Salvechik was against that, but again, most others. And the Minhag Olam is to learn Mishnah. You might say, either we don't hold the base avel regarding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, maybe it's only regarding other halachas, like Kfiyas Hamita, or one might say when one is learning Torah, l'shem, the neshama of the niftar, that is a kiyum of the base avel, right? That's not a something that is just derech agav, somebody happens to be learning. So it could be. Okay. The idea of the iser of an ava learning also is mentioned by Rav Avraham min Hahar in Nedarim on Daf Mem Ches. We mentioned this in the past. The Mishnah says there that if somebody is mutar hana from a city, they're still allowed to use objects from that city to be yotze mitzvos. If somebody is mutar hana from a city, they could use a lula from the city, they could use an esrog, they could use a wine, any other chefs, boards to build a sukkah. Why? Because mitzvos lava henos ninu. Wine might not be a good example because it's hana saguf. But other items that are used for a mitzvah, but not svarim. Not svarim, the Mishnah says. Why not svarim? It's also a mitzvah. So this Rav Avraham Nahar writes that the principle of mitzvos, lav lehenos nitnu, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Right? The mitzvah is not defined by its pleasure, so that does not apply to Talmud Torah. Unbelievable, because he says, mitzvah by Talmud Torah, he says, an avil is also to learn Torah. Why? Pukutei Hashem Mishar Mesam Chilev. Right? Torah gladdens the heart. And an avil is not allowed to be involved in that asek, and that's the halacha. That's why one would not be able to use the svarim for the city, because again, the principle does not apply to that to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Eglei Tal also has this. He probably didn't have a Rav Avraham Nahar, so he doesn't quote it. But then the Hagdama to the Eglei Tal is where he says the Toas Mefursam, the big mistake that many people make. That he heard that sometimes people think that the highest level of learning Torah is when somebody learns Torah without enjoying it. They're just learning it lishma, and it's hard for them, and they're just doing it to because the Kaddish Baruch Hu says. So he says we do learn even if no matter what some learning is hard, but the highest level of learning is when we enjoy it and we get a geschmack from it, that it goes into our blood system. That's the highest level of learning when there is hana. So that's, he has a quote there, Rav Nahar, but it's the same idea. Okay, so we have a whole list in the Brisa here of activities that are usher for an avil. So mantana avil usher berachitza kol shiva. Who is the one that says an avil is not allowed to wash all seven avils, not allowed to wash, take a shower? There are some poskim, just derech aga, there are some poskim that say that bizman hazeh, where many take showers every day just for hygiene, if somebody is a mefunak, if somebody is an istinus, and they really are very uncomfortable not taking showers, so could be they could take a 9-day shower during Shiva. Again, if somebody could handle without it, then it's probably better not to, because it's a rechitza. But if somebody is so, istinus and they can't handle it, if somebody gets dirty, then for sure, just like on Tisha B'Av, then you can wash to remove the dirt. But if somebody's in that state, so I've heard b'shem certain poskim that they would allow it even during Shiva if need be. So mantana as rechitza kol Shiva, but who's the one that generally holds the iser of rechitza all Shiva? Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan's the one. Rabbi Ami Havi Uvda. There must be another Tana out there that says there is no iser rechitza all Shiva, or at least we'll see maybe once more. Rav Ami Havi Uvda. Rav Ami one time he lost a relative. Shalor Rabbi Chiya Barba v'horilei kol Shiva. Rabbi Nassan. He said, yeah, the iser rechitza applies all Shiva like Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yosef Havi Uvda Shachle Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen Amarle v'lo kinaf and Rabbi. Didn't you teach this to us in the name of Reish Lakish, as we'll see, Rebbe, right? Not like how you just quoted it. Rav Ami Havi Le Uvda V'Shalor Rav Shimon Lakish. He has Reish Lakish. How are they called Shiva Rebbe Nasan? So he, don't you see that it was B'Shem Reish Lakish that this was said, not the name of Rav Chiya Barba. So Amar Le V'Doma Train Uvda Nidin. It must have been twice. Anan Amar Le Al Rav Chiya Bar Abba V'Atun Amar Le Al Rav Shimon Lakish. It was two different stories. Each the rabbi said that we pass in like Rav Nasan that Rechitza is all seven. V'od Min Hada. And also the following, Rav Acha also you brought this to prove that we pass like Rav Nasan, Rav Chama Avuid Rav Oshia Havi Le Uvda V'Shal Rabbanan V'Asrin. And he asked the Rabbanan and they said it's Asr for the Shiva. Rabbi Yossi, boy, Hadin Rabbanan. Who are these Rabbanan that said it's usher to wash all of Shiva? Rabbanan Dahacha or Rabbanan Midaroma? Is it the Rabbanan of here? Of here, what was here in the Yerushalmi? Tveria, Tzipori, the rabbis of the northern Israel, or the rabbis of the south, southern Israel, Daroma, Yerushalayim. So in Tema Rabbanan Dahacha, if you say they asked the Rabbanan of here, fine, I understand that. Itema Rabbanan Daroma, if you ask the Rabbanan of the south, Rav Ravaya Kumi Vushal is Era. The greatest rabbis of the generation were up north. So why would they have gone down to ask the rabbis of the south of Yerushalayim? Should have just asked the rabbis here. One problem with the version of the story that they asked the rabbis of the south. And the Tamer Rabbanan Dahacha Nicha. And also, if they asked the rabbis here, fine. Itamer Rabbanan did Daroma. If they asked the Rabbanan of the Darom, so then Inun Sharyan v'Inun Asrin. So you would ask one, they would matter, and they would asr. Meaning earlier we've heard that they matered, and now they changed their mind. Tatani Magav Shnagul Lirchotz Achar Amita Marchitzen Mitzrayim Marchitzen. Right, there was a minhag to wash after the mita, meaning after the burial Marchitzen, and in the south Marchitzen. So you went to ask the Chachmei Darom who asred, but we have a Mesora that they were the ones that they matered. So there is two different Mesoras. But the story, the Gemara says, it must have been from the Ziknei Tzafon, the Ziknim of where they were. There is a daya. What does it mean here that after the Mita Marchitzin that there is no Issur Rechitza of Shiva? Or some say the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, it just means right after the Kfura. There was a minhag to wash right after the Kfura just once, either to remove the dirt from the burial or to remove a Ruach Ra from the cemetery. But either way, this what that means. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Barbun, Mishu Mater as a Rechitza, Oso Sakachila Vishtiya. Why would you say Rechitza is Mutter? Because you would say it's like a basic need, like we were just talking about. It's like eating and drinking. Like eating and drinking is Mutter during Avelos. So too washing would be in that category. Again, but the one who says we hold it's Usser, so that would not be in the same category as eating and drinking. Hada Da'at Mar Berechitza, She Shaltainug. And as we said, the Isser Rechitza is only a Rechitza of enjoyment. Shaltainug. Avo Berechitza, She Shaltainug Mutter. But if it's not of enjoyment, it's just to remove a problem or solve a problem, that would be Mutter. Shmuel Bar Abba Alu Bachatatin. Shmuel Bar Abba had these boils on him, and he had a wash in order to remove some of the discomfort. Can I wash on my loan? He said, adding in a line here, Yaschi, yes. The man and Kaiman, right? What type of boils are we talking about? Vilo maschi mayasu, right? If it's the types of boils that if you don't wash, it's going to be dangerous, then obviously you could wash. Ikeni, I feel a betishavav. Ikeni, I feel a biyamakipurim, right? So it must be boils that are not sakarasafashis. Must be less than that, and still it's mutter to wash. So you see, if it's a rechitza, not shaltainuk, it would be allowed. Rabbi Yosi Brechadina, bro, so tovel. One time they saw Rabbi Yosi Brechadina being tovel during his shiva. Being tovel. So in, they didn't know. In the kiruyo lo yadid. We don't know if it was because of keri, meaning he had some type of a mission. And therefore, it was in the days of Ezra HaSofer that, the days of the takana, that it was l'shem mitzvah. Not l'shem tainug, v'ilo hakar gufa, or he just went to cool off, shein rechitza sonein, rechitza lo yadin, or this opinion he held that washing in cold is not a called washing, halachically. That's more of just to remove, to cool off, and again, not for tainug, so they weren't sure what the reason was. Okay. Hoy Rabbi Ba, skip the word bar, Rabbi Paskin, kahan tanya. Rabbi Paskin, like these tanaim that say, that it is mutter to wash in cold. Mutter to wash in cold, that's not the rechitza shel tainug. Hoy Rabbi Yacha, b'vavon aderech la'yiragel of keosa, lav shem mutter la'chitza b'mayim. Similar, Rabbi Yacha paskins, that if somebody came in from traveling, his feet are very weary, and washing one's feet would give them strength. So then, or the Pnei Moshe says, mitunafos uma usos alav, or they're just dirty, whatever it is, so then you can wash, and washing not for a hanar reason. Tani aval avel haminu umenude shemalchan baderech. What happens if an avel or a menude, or the same halachas of an avel, are walking on the way? Mutar menila sasandal. They're allowed to wear shoes if they're on the way. They're walking on the way, and then when they get there, they should take it off. Look, shiavol la'ir yachlot. So take it off when you get there. V'chein betishabav, v'chein betainis tzibur. And the later tiny tzibur when we have the inuyim, the same halacha would apply. Where the minhag olam was to be shoel in the shlom avelim on Shabbos, meaning shelo shalom is also the whole week, but different minhagim about Shabbos. You ask shelo shalom, so where the minhag is yes shoelin ubidarum shoelim, and in the south that's what they did ask shelo shalom. Rav Oshia Rava also lecharasar, he went somewhere chama avelaya b'shofs of a shalbon. He saw some avelim on Shabbos because he knew they were avelim, and he was shoel in their how they're doing. Omar ani eni yodea minag makomchem. He said, I'm not sure about what the minag is here, Ella, shalom aleichem, k'edek b'kalmenu. But I know in my place, I ask shalom. So interesting that he took that upon himself, that he didn't know of the minag. Usually say porish brat tzibur, but I guess this is not porish brat tzibur. Nobody was doing anything. He was just walking by them and saw them. Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta avi mishabech Rabbi Meir kumi tziporai. Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta was telling in front of the tziporians from Tzipori how amazing Rabbi Meir is. Adam gadol, Adam kadosh, Adam sanua. How great Rabbi Meir is. Chazman, one time, these people from Tzipori saw Chama Avelai B'Shuv Sovishalbani. So Rabbi Meir asking Sheila Shalom from Avelam on Shabbos. So they were very surprised. Amrunle, they went back to Rabbi Yosa and said, Rabbi, Ahanu Da'at Masi Shivchei. It's about this one that you're praising. He's asking Avelam Sheila Shalom. So in their makav, it must have not been the minhag. Amrulon Mayavad. So he says, no, what they do? What'd he do? Amrunle, Chama Avelai B'Shuv Sovishalbani. He saw Avelam on Shabbos and he asked, Sheila Shalom, Abba alone. So he says to them, it must be he's teaching you the halacha. Boy Aton Meida, Mao Chayle, you want to know what his strength is? Baholo Dienu, Shein Avel, B'Shabbos. He's teaching that there's no Avelos on Shabbos, maybe even, Rameir holds, even Pitsina. There's no Nihuge Avelos, so he's teaching you that. That's what he's going to ask. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, there's a remez for this. This is not the Pashup shot of the Pasuk here in Mishlei. Birchas Hashem, Hi Ta'ashir. Right, which the pashtus is that Hashem gives bracha, enriches ta'ashir zu bircha Shabbos. But a remez is that Shabbos enriches, velo Yosef etzev ima, and there's no etzev, and etzev with darshening to sadness, zu avelus. There's no avelus on Shabbos, or Meir darshens. Kamo dat amar, what do you see? Etzev means sadness, ne'etzav ha'melech al beno. Where David ha'melech was sad about his son Avshalom, so you see the word etzev is avelus. Shmuel Amar. So what are the halachas on Shabbos? So Shmuel Amar, Pachaz, Chova, Nata, Rishus. These are Rashi Tevis. Shmuel says, the three Pachaz, that is an obligation not to act like an Avel on Shabbos. Nata, those three are Rishus optional because they're not as Nikar, they're not as Beferhesia. So what are these? What's Pachaz? Priyas HaRosh, uncovering the head. You have to do, Shmuel says. Chaziris Kera, taking off your ripped clothing. Sekifas Hamita, putting the beds up. Chova, all of those are obligatory to be done on Shabbos, to not be an Avel. Ne'ilas HaSandal, shoes, some people don't wear shoes. Some people like being barefoot. So Ne'ilas HaSandal, Tashmish Amita, nobody knows. Rechitza, Rishus, those are all considered private. So Shmuel says those don't have to be switched. Again, the Ritva says right here, V'atam be'bachas shu chova b'reishu dvarm she'befarhesya, befarhesya. Aye, what about Kfiyas Amita? Yishlomar derech hamitos lios shem le'enei akol v'roen osan kfuyos. People see. Or, kol shu nikar she'enu elam ishem evel chashiv hu b'farhesya imunir eksas. Even if it's just a little bit visible. So that's Shmuel. Chad, and then the natar, as we'll see, that is Rishus. Those are, as we just said, Dignil Sasandal, Tashmish, and Rechitza. Chatam, and Bidishmuel, Shimish Mitasa. There was one student of Shmuel that was with his wife when he was an Avelos. Shama Shmuel, v'ikpid alav, ameis. Shmuel was upset at him. And the Talmud died eventually. Amar, and Shmuel said, l'halachis amris, doma l'maisa. I was saying, me'ikar adin. Was I saying what's appropriate? Very important, you saw that we can learn from here. Just because something is mutter doesn't mean that it is, suggested or encouraged. So here, Tashmish Amita, according to Shmuel, was there's no iser. Tashmish Amita is private, but is it appropriate? So that's why he said that. See the carbon eida v'chila ma'isa nemra halachazu divadi la'ma'isa machmarina unless with Tashmish Meshabes. It shouldn't be done. Shouldn't be done according to him. Rav Amar chaz chova pan rishus. Rav takes one out. Right. Rav takes out the pay, the prius rosh, and he takes out the others he changes from the Rishus. Right? Chaziris Kerav, Zekivas Mita Chova. You gotta take off your ripped clothes. And Zekivas Amita, that says you have to do. Prius Rosh. Nidas Asandal Rishus. Because he assumed that, Prius Arosh, that covering a little bit, maybe somebody is just, wants to be alone a little bit. He doesn't think that that is a Dvar, Dover that is, violates Shabbos. Train Benoit de Rabbi Nafkin. One time two children of Rabbi went out. And Chad Reishi, Megali v'Shaliach Sandolit. One of them, his head was uncovered, so he was not acting like an Avel, but he wasn't wearing shoes. V'Chad Reishi Mechasi v'Lav Shadoli. The other one had his head covered, but he was wearing shoes. So each of them were doing one knee hook of Avelus, and that, explains Rav Chaim Gnievsky, that was enough. That was enough to not act like an Avel. You know, sometimes an Avel doesn't want to totally undo his Avelus. But here, the Rechai Kadevsky explains, Svirle Shein Chove Ela Be'echad, Shekol Shenoeg Be'echad Mehem, Shelog Derech Avel, Kigon, Sheporea Rosho Shum, Mechuyev Olinog, Avel Ashara. Maybe it's even Mechuyev. As long as you do one that's un-Avel-like, the other ones still stay in place. Right, so that's what these children were doing. That Rabbi Yonah Salak Lagabi Rabbi Gurion Nava Lagabi Lavis Andoli. Rabbi Yonah one time went to visit Rabbi Gurion and he came out wearing shoes when he was in Avelus. So Amar Lehi, so he says to him, Madat Savar the Alfinat Uvda Minach. You think you're going to teach everybody what to do? Right, Lo Yafin Uvda Min Bar Nash Zair. Nobody's going to learn from you, from a small rabbi. Unusual statement to say, but he was basically saying, maybe he was saying that he's not the Gadol HaDor, so don't worry that your personal niyug is going to determine the minhag of Klal Yisrael. That's what he says. Says the Karmen Eida, right? People aren't going to learn from you. Don't worry. Lo yafidu lamaisam ish ino chashuv kol kach. You're saying you're not the Gadol HaDor, so don't worry about people following your ways. Okay. Umilak ras b'Torah. So the Avel also doesn't learn Torah. Amar Biyochanan ve'ein dover a love davar. Right, it's a pasuk in Eov, when his friends come after he lost everything. He lost his money, he lost his family, lost everything. They didn't say anything to him for the first week. That's the makar, by the way, for not saying anything until the Avel speaks. Vein dover lav davar, afil dvar shel Torah. So we darshan davar, even a davar shel Torah, one does not say. Amar le Reish Shemin Lakish. Reish Lakish says, what do you mean? Kol garme, ilu tana. Reish Lakish says, even, what do you mean? The person that died, if he would have been learning, lo avimayis, he wouldn't have died. Right, so what do you mean we shouldn't learn? Learning protects, so therefore, he should have kept learning. Wow. That's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, no Isser of Talmud Torah. My Kadun, so what does he do with the Pasuk in Eov? So, Kaidiyam Reb Yudah Bar Pazi, Bishir Reb Yochanan, Bishloha Yodim, Mamelef Tochlo. No, in Eov, they just didn't know what to say to him. In Begufo, in Mamono, in Benefesh, Banav Benosav, to talk about his physical ailments, or the money that he lost, or his children, they didn't know what to say. So that's why they didn't say anything. So one of the first in the back say, what are you talking about? They didn't know what to say. His children. Right? What's the Havamina? Of course, talk about it. Give Nechama from his children. So the L'chaim B'Yerushalayim says, maybe they knew that Chazal, that B'chol Mo'odecha, there's some Yesh Adam Shabamono Chaviv Alav Yoser Migufo, Memi Shimi Eov Mizos Asfara, and they didn't know. Or others, maybe they didn't know what the latest one is, because they maybe Tsar HaGuf is worse. They just didn't know. Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this, Hashem, beginning of tomorrow's daf.